This morning, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo decided to venture into the deepest forest of Ethiopia. Kaffa Forest on the menu here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. Again, roasted by CGP Fürth Café Vienna. But this time, it is the Ethiopian Kaffa Forest imported by Falcon Speciality, who supply Fürth Café in Vienna with quite a few of their coffees. As opposed to last week, I don't know if you listened to my other boo on the Kaffa Forest, the Ceraba Co-op, which Zwickel Café in Vienna as well imports from a co-op, the Ceraba Co-op. And Fürth Café roasts for Gerhard Zwickelsdorfer. So interesting to kind of put those two side by side. And today, I ventured into the Kaffa Forest. I don't know exactly which Kaffa Forest the Falcon coffee hunters actually get hold of, but I'm going to put my lips to this exquisite extraction. I found my new favorite shot glass, which is about a double ristretto size-wise, so 45 milliliters. And I've just discovered this with the Peruvian Tunki, and I just love that little glass. So extracted it into that dinky little double-walled shot glass and putting my lips to this Kaffa Forest. Quite delicious. A very kind of strong taste, a wild taste, I would say. Bit like letting linger in a little bit on the tongue and on the palate. It ends off with being a little bit dry, I would say, but milk would probably just smooth that out. I've already got it, of course, as a, just as an espresso, just to get the real notes coming out of those beans. Extracting it on the R58, it's kind of a, extracting with the espresso machine is I wouldn't say is the kindest form of brewing, because it is got quite a lot of pressure that's been put on the grinds. But it came out really nice, thick and rich. And I've got a beautiful shot, which I'm going to use for that boo, where you can see on the naked portafilter just those drops forming into the center of the naked portafilter and into that specific shot glass. Had my assistant Shirley help me. And, let's get back to tasting this. Mouthfeel, I would say, on the... not as creamy, but lovely, kind of well-rounded. Bit of sharpness coming up front. I know that this coffee works really well with milk, but let's keep it like this. Let's just try and analyze this a bit more. I've got this kind of, again, this picture of a deep, dark forest in my mind, and it's transferring onto my palate. I would say some kind of, really the darkness. Darkness really kind of shines in there. And at the end, a little bit of brightness. But there is some fruitiness, definitely some fruitiness in the middle of the journey on my palate. And it's quite extraordinary. I mean, the thing is, to be fair to it, I've had coffees today before I've gone to the Kaffa Forest. And I've had the Bosca Lia from El Salvador, which is another lovely, lovely coffee. And then I've also had the Rwandan Impala Co-op, a bourbon. They're both bourbons. My palate's been quite challenged this morning. This is my third coffee in a different coffee. Obviously, I'm not drinking all of it. But it is so interesting to just really see the differences that coffees can offer the palate. And if you become really discerning, you'll know exactly which coffee you want, which time of the day, what you'd like to do with it, what you'd like to eat with it, and who you'd like to share it with, because it's all about sharing. Coffee is definitely something you want to share with people. So, Kaffa Forest. Again, I mean, I like Ethiopian coffees. Casting my mind back, Sidamo, much more creamier, different, more velvety maybe. But I do like the Kaffa Forest, don't get me wrong. It is a lovely coffee. What I like most about that is extracting it into this dinky little double-walled espresso shot glass, double-walled, double ristretto, 45 milliliters in there. And it's a lovely Father Christmas gift. So thanks again to Father Christmas and to Kaffa Forest. And to Falcon, and to CGP Fürth Café. Diana.